Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here's Bob Hope in The Swan Show. I wonder if Bob ever had any trouble after 10 years with Pepsodent switching over to Swan. He does make a comment about Pepsodent in today's show, so you can listen for that. But I just after 2 years of everything being the Pepsodent show, find it strange to say Bob Hope in The Swan Show. But that's what it is. Episode 412 of Bob Hope in The Swan Show, and it originally aired on March 29th, 1949. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guests, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Well, I swan.
Me too, so do I.
How about you?
Pomona, California, it's the new Bob Hope Swan Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, with our great singing star, Doris Day. That sensational new comedy team, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. The four hits and a miss, the Les Brown Band, and yours truly, Hi Aberback.
We're Swan exclusively, how about you?
Yes, how about you?
Who, me?
Yes, did you win an Academy Award for your performance in The Pale Face with Jane Russell?
No, they told me the award is for acting, not recreation.
And now, Bob Hope, Swan's Eye, view of the news. Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, the nation's press. I'm ready. The nation's pranksters and practical jokers coming to their own this Friday as the nation celebrates April Fool's Day. Yes, sir, I've got my April Fool's Day cards printed already. They got a picture of President Truman dancing with Drew Pearson. But I'll never forget last April Fool's Day. While I was walking down Vine Street, I saw a derby and kicked it. Was I embarrassed? There was a restaurant underneath. And I played a wonderful joke on Paramount last year. I stormed into the office, pounded on the desk, and demanded that they tear up my contract. You know that Scotch tape is a wonderful thing? And last April 1st, somebody sent Phil Harris a bottle of Taboo with a bourbon label on it, and he drank it. He's now with Phil Spitalny, billed as Evelyn and her fragrant tonsils. And a couple of days ago, I got a note that said, "Dear sweetheart, meet me tonight on top of Mount Baldy," signed Jane Russell. I knew it was a trick, and only an idiot would have fallen for it. An eagle told me when I got up there.
Hollywood, California.
Laurence Olivier and Jane Wyman were crowned king and queen of the movies this week as Hollywood presented its annual Academy Awards. Yes, sir, and Jane Wyman won it for her role in Johnny Belinda. And it's amazing because in that entire picture, she didn't say one word. Yesterday over at Paramount, they were measuring my mouth to see how many stitches it would take. The English won so many of the Academy Awards. Next year, instead of Oscars, they're going to give out Chaunceys. Walter Houston won his award without any teeth, putting his career ahead 10 years and Pepsodent back 20. Still loyal. I went to the presentation. I went to the presentation and made $15. I'm getting smart. As long as I'm not winning any Oscars, I may as well park cars. I don't know how anyone could make such a fuss about a gold Oscar, though. After all, you can't take it with you. Anyway, that's what the detective at the door told me. I told the Academy the least I should get was honorable mention, and they told me the first time I did anything honorable, they'd mention it.
The nation at large.
Nature came out of winter hibernation as the calendar officially announced that March 21st was the first day of spring. Spring, that's when the birds and the bees follow Errol Flynn around taking notes. And you can tell it's spring because the birds are all flying back from the south. Just yesterday, two robins perched on a tree near my window, and I overheard one of them saying, "Okay, Emma, you can take off those sunglasses. We're back in California." But spring really gives me a wonderful feeling. This morning when I opened the door to leave my house, I felt like I was walking on air. I was. Somebody had stolen my front steps. And spring always makes me think of my first girlfriend, Helen. She was 5 and I was 6, and we ran away to elope, but we had to come home that night. We ran out of licorice. Spring really affects my brother, too. Just yesterday, he borrowed my car and put the top down. Would have been all right if it had been a convertible.
Talking about spring, Bob, you know, lots of people are starting spring cleaning now.
Yeah, spring cleaning. Oh, I got mine weeks ago. I was at Santa Anita.
No, Bob, I was talking about household spring cleaning.
Well, you don't have to remind me, Hi. I've been running around all week with a towel on my head, a feather duster in one hand, and a cake of swan on the other. But don't let me interfere, Hi. Go ahead, put something in the sink, boy.
Well, I will, Bob. I suggest that everybody put swan in the sink. Swan, because it's a better white floating soap for dishes. Swan, because it's firmer, it's thriftier, it lasts longer. And what's more, white floating swan gives quicker suds, too. Longer-lasting suds. Suds that rinse away so completely, dishes need no wiping. Swan, mild as the finest Castile, protects your hands, leaves your hands soft and smooth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ladies, try Swan for every soap and water job in the house. And you'll agree that for dishes and hands, for bath and for baby, Swan is the best soap afloat.
Good old Swan.
And now our singing gal with Les Brown and the Four Hits and a Miss. Here she is, Miss Doris Day.
Out here in the river, isn't it? But it must have been awfully expensive renting this boat. How much was it?
Well, you see, the price depends on the size of the boat, Doris. They have one boat here called the Queen Mary that costs $5 an hour. There's another boat called the Queen Elizabeth that costs $3 an hour.
What's the name of this boat?
The SS Orange Quake costs 25 cents an hour.
Oh, Robert, at 25 cents an hour, we should take advantage of every second.
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't you move closer to me like this?
Hmm?
There. Oh, gee, your arm is so smooth and slender. And it tapers down. Why, it tapers down to such a lovely flat hand.
Dory.
What?
You're holding one of the oars.
Oh, Robert, haven't you ever been out with a girl in a boat before?
Yeah, her name was Agnes, but she got fresh and I made her walk home.
Well, how could she walk home from a boat ride?
Web feet. Look, Dory, let's open our picnic lunch. I'm hungry.
Oh, Robert, you're always
hungry.
Always hungry. How can you think of food when we're alone like this? Don't you realize that I'm a girl and you're a boy?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you know what that means?
Sure, we were born in different hospitals.
Robert.
Huh?
Robert, the moon just went behind a cloud, and it's nice and dark, and... Well, I don't care if you like it or not, I'm going to kiss you. Oh, Robert, that was wonderful.
Yeah? If you think that was good, wait till I take this chicken leg out of my mouth.
Are you playing a sentimental tune? Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, where are we going now, Robert?
Oh, I'm rolling over to the amusement park across the river.
Gee, you know, I'll bet... You know, I'll bet this same boat has carried so many couples in love. Hey, look at all the initials that are carved on the sides.
Yeah, look at those right there. J.B. loves B.R. J.B., that must mean Jack Benny.
Well, who's B.R.?
Betsy Ross. I got it. Who do you think knitted his first toupee? Whenever a band plays America's, hair salutes and marches back into the box. Well, let's get over to the amusement park.
Oh, gosh, we've had fun here in the amusement park, Bob. Gee, we sat together in the tunnel of love. Weren't you excited?
Yeah, I got red blotches all over me.
Oh, Robert, do you think it's love?
No, I got an acid condition. Say, but when we came to that really dark spot in the tunnel, it was awfully nice of you to let me kiss you, Doris.
Robert.
What?
You didn't kiss me.
I didn't? Gee, there was only one other person on our seat.
You mean?
Yeah, I'm now engaged to a sailor from the battleship Arkansas.
Oh, come on, Robert. Let's go on some more rides, huh?
Well, I gotta save $2 to pay for the rowboat, but I'll count my money. Let me see, there's $1, $2...
$3, $4, $5... You got quite a roll there, haven't you, boy?
Now, wait a minute. Who are you?
Well, I'm sort of a one-man patrol to protect people like you from strolling criminals. You see, they'll come up to you and they'll talk to you friendly, just like I am, but all the time that you think they're friendly, they're reaching in your pocket, you know, they're taking your wallet. In fact, they are such nefarious characters that, Say, you got yours pinned to your underwear, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, I know what it is to be poor. Yeah, I've been poor all my life. But I always say, this may be my lucky day.
Your lucky day?
Uh-huh, yeah. Now, I have a simple little game of skill here that I'd like to interest you in. All that you got to do is guess which shell the pea is under. So you bet a dollar, and if you guess right, I give you $100.
Gee, it looks so easy.
Oh, it is, it is. Well, I lost $10,000 every day this week.
Well, if you lose that much, how can you stay in business?
I'm out of the high rent district. And then, I always say this may be my lucky day.
Gee, Doris, this looks so easy. I think I'll risk a dollar.
Oh, there's no risk involved here. Now, just you keep your eye on the little pea as I move the shells around.
There, it's under the first one.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll lift up the shell and we'll see. Well, now, what do you know? P must have switched networks. You got any more money, boy?
Well, all I've got left is $2, and I have to have that to pay for the boat so Doris and I can get home.
Well, now, don't you worry about getting the little lady home, boy. After all, you may not lose.
Okay, shoot the $2.
Just like I said before, this is one of the most beautiful moonlight nights I've ever seen. It's so wonderful to be here in the boat with you, all curled up like this with my head on your shoulder. Isn't it just wonderful?
Yep, I thought this might be my lucky day.
Bob, I love that cruising down the river. It was so appropriate for spring.
Oh, are you fond of spring high? Said he, knowing full well that he was sticking his head in the kitchen drain.
Well, seriously, Bob, I'm a poet, and whenever spring comes around, I write a sonnet. And I've written one today, and I'd like to read it.
Well, shoot the prose to me, Mose.
A lady whose name was Dubon once planted an acre of swan. When it bloomed in the spring, she'd laugh and she'd sing, because her dishwashing problems were gone.
Hi, did you ever think of making that hole in your head deeper and using it for a soap dish?
Well, you can't blame me for being poetic about swan, Bob, and thousands of housewives agree with me because it's such a time saver in the kitchen. And since it's made by a modern patented process no other soap can use, it lasts longer. And it's thriftier because it stays firm and solid. And that means you can use it down to the last smooth sliver. And there's no soap that's milder than swan. It's as mild as the purest Castile. So, of course, it's kinder to your hands. It leaves your hands so soft and smooth.
You said it, High. The skin on my feet is so soft and tender, my big toe kisses my little toe goodnight.
Yes, ladies, you like swan in the kitchen. Your husband and your children and the whole family will love swan in the bath. But wherever you use it in the house, you'll agree that mild, smooth swan is the best soap afloat.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're very happy to welcome back two young men whose sensational rise in show business will be climaxed when they begin their new program over NBC next Sunday night. I refer, of course, to those boys in Hal Wallace's new picture, My Friend Irma. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, and here's the singing half of the team, Dean Martin singing, Johnny, Get Your Girl.
Get your girl over on your shoulder, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
Hold it a minute. What are you doing? Bob just introduced me. I'm supposed to be singing.
I'm sorry. I can't help it, Dean. It's these headaches of mine. They're getting worse. Today I went to see the doctor about my head.
Well, what about it?
It may have to come off. I'm too young to die. I can't go yet. I haven't had any thrills. I haven't lived. I haven't loved. I haven't seen President Truman in a bathing suit.
Neither has Beth. Come on, get lost.
Johnny, get your girl. Tap her on the shoulder. Tap her on the shoulder. Say you'd like to hold her. Johnny, get your girl. Walk her in the moonlight. If you got no moonlight, talk about a June night. Don't you wait for introductions. Don't be so formal. Just step right up and do things that's normal. Johnny, get your girl. Tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder. Give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny get your girl. Don't wait for instructions. Don't be so formal. Just step right up and do the thing that's normal.
John, get that girl.
Tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder. Give romance a whirl. Don't you let another Johnny get your girl.
Dean, that was really wonderful, Dean. You know, you're in fine voice tonight.
Well, that's because I enjoy singing on your program, Bob.
You really do?
Sure, there's always such a friendly feeling around here.
Well, we try to make everybody feel at home.
Well, you certainly do succeed. I really look forward to these little get-togethers.
If you girls will excuse me, I'll go put the coffee on.
Now, take it easy, kiddo. I'll have to put you back in your jar of alcohol. Now, tell me, fellas. Tell me, fellas, aren't you starting your own radio program soon?
Yes, Bob, and we'd like you to be our first guest.
Well,
you add so much to our show. You're so popular and so self-confident.
Yeah, and handsome, too. Tell me something. Is that a natural wave?
Yeah, you see, my hair is sort
of... I'm talking about your nose.
So did your parents.
Say, so did your parents. Well, don't mind him, Bob. You know, we'd love to have you on our show, and we'd like to have some advice about radio.
Advice about radio? What do you mean?
Well, Jerry and I have been working in nightclubs for the last few years, and we don't know what the people like on the radio.
Well, on NBC, they got Fred Allen, Fibber McGee, and my show.
Well, how about Jack Benny and Amos and Andy?
Oh, they broadcast in Fort Knox. Of course, some of the most popular programs on the air are the quiz shows. They go something like this. Ah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to play America's favorite quiz game. This is the program that gives all that money away called Take It or Jolson Will. As you know, this program is brought to you by the makers of Blue Jay Corn Plaster, the only plaster that's good for birds who have corns. Keep the motor running. Friends, would you like a brand new home? Would you like a modern new refrigerator? Would you like a streamlined 1949 Hudson? Would you like $1,000 in cash? Well, quit hanging around radio studios. Go out and get a job. And still now, we're ready for our first team of contestants. Your name, sir?
Dean Martin.
And your name?
Could I try another category?
What do you do for a living, Mr. Martin?
Well, I'm a singer.
And what does the little fella here do?
I'm a Japanese gardener. Me own guy say, me own guy.
You guys are on the wrong show. You should be on Bride and Goon. Well, let's get on with the quiz. Well, on to the quiz anyway. We'll try a spelling question.
Dean, spelling. Hey, we'll be rich. I was a spelling champ at school. I can spell anything.
All right, Mr. Lewis, for your first question, spell cat.
Persian or Angora?
Jerry, you can't spell a simple word like cat. What's the matter with you?
Well, you see, I haven't been too well.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, a grown man not being able to spell cat.
So what? I was speaking to my cat yesterday, and he couldn't spell man.
Look, Lum and Abnormal, our time's about up. But before we go off the air, we have a game we play with the audience. Think of it. Now, gentlemen, how would you two like to take the microphones out in the studio and pick some people for me to quiz?
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go. Doctor, I've got a lady in the balcony.
Well, what happened?
It was Kate Smith.
Another popular type of program, boys, is the friendly old advisor who helps people with their problems like this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we bring you a visit with Dr. Robert Hope, the friendly advisor. Now, before we bring you our first case, I'd like to remind you that this program is brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Corn Pads, the only pad that's good for doctors with corns. Keep your motor running. And now, here is your friendly advisor.
Thank you, George Feelinghuysen. And now our first case.
Dr. Hope, I need some advice about my 6-year-old son, Jerome. He never does his homework, and he's always out with the kids playing hopscotch.
Well, lots of children play hopscotch.
With real scotch?
Well, let's see what we can do. You, little man, are you Jerome?
Yes, I am. And I didn't want to come here tonight. And if you don't let me go, I'll hold my breath till I blow up like a balloon. Then I'll float over your house and spit down the chimney.
Is this a boy or a new long-playing record? Where did you find a kid like this?
Just knock on any door in the snake pit.
Look, Jerome, do you know why your father brought you here?
Yes, because I've been a bad little girl.
Now, wait a minute. You're not a girl. You're a boy.
I am?
Yes.
Well, live and learn.
Well, I told you, Dr. Hope, he's terrible. Jerome, tell the doctor what you do around the house.
Yeah, what do you do around the house?
I collect meatballs. I got millions of meatballs, all stashed away. Meatballs to the right of me, meatballs to the left of me. The living room is full of meatballs.
Well, no wonder your father's angry. Imagine a living room full of meatballs. Why don't you put them in the closet?
Where do you think I keep the spaghetti?
I give up. Take this boy out of here. And of course, fellas, there's that old standby, the daytime serial.
And now for today's chapter of Pamela Poopnick, Girl Chicken Plucker. The story of one woman's fight against happiness. Now, if you remember, yesterday Pamela fell and broke her leg. Her sister ran away from home. Her brother was rushed to the hospital for a brain operation. Her mother was run over by a truck. And her father threw himself into the river. And that was a good day. And now as we pick up our story, we find Cransdale Strongheart and Bosworth Dangerfield, rivals for the hand of Pamela Poopnick, waiting for Pamela's arrival. Cransdale and Bosworth are talking.
Hello, Bosworth.
Hello, Cransdale.
You mean? Quanta.
Lagusta.
Just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Bosworth, what are you doing here? I'm asking Pamela for her hand in marriage.
Oh, but I'm in love with Pamela.
Let's not quarrel. Here comes Pamela. She'll decide which of us she loves.
Well, look at her. She's a vision of loveliness tonight.
Oh, there you are, you naughty boy.
This kid sounds like the fourth Andrews sister. The one they keep in the cellar.
Well, isn't she gorgeous?
Yes, she's exquisite. Look at that lovely figure, that adorable face, that stunning hairdo.
I'm lovely. I'm engaged. I use Absorbine Junior.
You know, Dean, you can make a fortune with this kid.
On the radio?
No, have him frozen and sell him as Bird's Eye Idiot.
Cransdale.
Pamela, the time has come.
Yes, you must choose. Which of us will you marry?
Well, let me see.
You're both so nice, I can't make up my mind. But I guess I have to choose. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Well, who will it be?
Moe.
Darling, don't toy with us at a time like this. Who do you really love?
Please, don't make it any harder for me. Ah, Bosworth, Cransdale, there's something I must do that is far more important than getting married. I must go on with my life's work.
What is this important life's work?
I collect meatballs. I got millions of meatballs. Meatballs.
Thank you, Martin Lewis. We'll listen to you Sunday night. In fact, I'll be with you. And I want to send Jack Kirkwood our best. We hope he's better next week, and he's back. And thank you, you people of Pomona, for this swell evening, and also our congratulations. You've got an optimist club here that puts plenty of spark in your civic spirit. Keep it up. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, is my hair fairest of them all?
It is when you use Rave cream shampoo. Rave leaves your hair so clean, so soft, and yet so very easy to manage. Easy to manage because the pure lanolin in Rave is specially blended with other important ingredients to make hair behave, even on shampoo day. Your hair will be well-groomed if you use Rave. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Martin and Lewis were Bob's guests a few weeks back, so just go back to October 16th of 2020, and you can listen to the bio of the guys from that show if you're interested. But Jerry Lewis was certainly in rare form on the episode we just listened to. He's just so hilarious. Well, please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Bob Hope Show with Swan Soap. And check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and support our show by clicking on the Become a Patron button or the Donate button. We do have nice gifts for those who support our show. You can check that out on our website as well. Until we meet again, in the words of Oscar Wilde, those who find beautiful meanings in beautiful things are cultivated. For these, there is hope.